Masechet Holin Pirek Bet Mishnah Yod. On a Deoraita level, a person is not allowed to slaughter a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. If he did so, he is karet, and the animal is not allowed to be eaten. We'll talk about the halacha where somebody slaughters a regular animal, a holin animal, that means it hasn't been designated as a korban, outside the Beit HaMikdash, but when he was doing it, he says that it's for the purpose of offering it as a korban. On a deoraita level over here as well, the animal is allowed to be eaten because it never actually was designated as a korban. The person just said, I'm slaughtering the animal for the sake of a korban. But he never said that the animal was a korban. So therefore, on a deoraita level, he could eat it. But we'll have a machloket whether the animal is asur on a derabanan level. Mishnah says, Hashuhet leshem ola. L'shem Zevachim, L'shem Asham Talui, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Todah, Shechitato Pesula. Somebody slaughters an unconsecrated animal, that's the key over here, outside the Beit HaMikdash, and he said that he was doing it for the sake of an Olah, for the sake of a Shelamim. Shelamim, both of these could be offered, an Olah and a Shelamim, on a voluntary basis at any point when anybody wants it. And therefore, Hachamim were concerned that if someone said that they're slaughtering the animal for the sake of an Ola or the Shelamim, people will think that they just made it holy on the spot. So again, he's unconsecrated animal for the sake of an Ola, for the sake of a Shelamim, the Shem Asham Talui, for the sake of an Asham Talui. This is brought when somebody did something that is possibly punishable by karet or a hatat if it was done unintentionally. So, for example, somebody has two pieces of fat in front of them. One of them is chilev, which is asur deoraita, and one of them is regular shuman. One of them is regular fat. And a person eats it. If he eats it on purpose, one of them, or he eats one of them by mistake, thinking that they were both shuman, that they were both okay, then he has to bring a asham talui. If he definitely ate a piece of chilev, then he would be karet if he did it on purpose. If he did it by mistake, he would have to bring a korban hatat. But here, whether it was done on purpose, whether it was done by mistake, he has to bring in Asham Talui because the sin would have been punishable by karet if it was on purpose, and if it definitely happened, and a korban hatat if it was by mistake and it definitely happened. The Shem Pesach, or he brings a korban for the sake of korban Pesach. It's only offered on Erev Pesach. A person could consecrate an animal any time during the year and keep it all the way until Pesach. If he slaughtered it early, it has to be offered according to the laws of Shelamim. So person is doing all of this, we say his shechita is pasul on a derabanan level and the animal is not allowed to be eaten. Hachamim were nervous that people may think that the slaughterer had made the animal a korban right before the shechita. So when they see the animal being eaten, they're going to come to the mistaken conclusion that you're allowed to eat a korban that's slaughtered outside the Beit HaMikdash. So to prevent this mistake from happening, Hachamim said that the shechita is invalid. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the shechita is valid because Hachamim had no concern that people were going to think this. And bottom line, the person didn't consecrate it. The person didn't make it holy. So therefore, the korban is valid. Shenayim ohazin b'sakin v'shohatin. If you have two people who are holding onto a knife and slaughtering an animal together. Echad l'shem echad mikol elu v'echad l'shem davar kasher. One of them had the intention to do shechita for the sake of one of the korbanot that we listed above. And the other person had the intention to do the shechita for something that was acceptable, for something that was okay. Shehitatan pesula. In this case as well, the shehita is invalid. The hashash, the nervousness of hachamim above, that people were going to see this mistake being done, that someone was going to slaughter outside the Beit HaMikdash korban and eat it. So it applies here as well. People, this concern applies, and therefore hachamim say the shehita is pasul. Everything we listed above, all the korbanot, are offered on a voluntary basis. The Ola, the Shelamim, and even someone who's not obligated to bring these types of korbanot is allowed to do it whenever they'd like to. So if the slaughterer had an improper intention, or he said that he was doing it for the sake of the korbanot, it's possible that they consecrated it on the spot. So therefore, Hachamim made a decree that you're not allowed to eat from the meat, like we just went through. Now we'll talk about korbanot that cannot be offered on a volunteer basis. Hashuhet l'shem hatat. If somebody slaughters an unconsecrated animal outside the Beit HaMikdash for the sake of a hatat, we'll go through this korbanot one by one, but let's get to the conclusion and we'll come back. L'shem asham vadai, for the sake of a definite asham. L'shem bechor, for the sake of a bechor. L'shem ma'asid, for the sake of ma'asid. L'shem temurah, for the sake of a temurah. Shechitato keshera, the shechita is valid and the animal is allowed to be eaten. These korbanot cannot be offered voluntarily, so we're not nervous that somebody's going to suspect that the slaughterer already consecrated the animal before the shechita. There's no reason to forbid the meat, because everyone who sees what's happening knows that the animals are not consecrated. Let's go through them one by one. The hatat is when somebody violates a avera, that if he did it on purpose, he would have received karet. So here, if he did it by mistake, he has to bring korban hatat. The asham vadai, there are five different sins that a person has to bring an asham vadai for. And both this and the hatat are involuntary. They can't be brought on their own. It's only for violating certain sins. So if a person sins, people are going to know about it. Word gets around. People, they do vidui, they transgress, and they want to feel that busha, that shame, and that's how they receive their kapara. So if a person didn't make these confessions, if it wasn't known around town that they did these items, people know that they didn't sin, and therefore they would know that they're not obligated, even if they end up bringing a hatat. So therefore, when someone sees them slaughtering a hatat and they say it's for the sake of a hatat, people are going to know that it wasn't designated as a hatat, because they would have known if that sin happened. And the same for an asham vadai. So therefore, over here, we say the shechita is keshira, because everyone knows that the animals were not consecrated. When dealing with a bechor, the firstborn of a person's cows, goats, and sheep, are consecrated at the moment that they're a bechor, the moment of their birth. We're talking about the firstborn over here. The owner has to give them to the kohen, who has to offer it as a korban. So it's automatically consecrated at the moment of birth. And ma'ased, the owner of cows, sheep, and goats, they have to gather all the newborn animals every year, and they allow them to pass one at a time through the pen. And the 10th animal that leaves the pen is marked off with red paint, and it's a ma'aser offering. Then it's eventually offered on the mizbeach, and the owner and his guests eat it. An animal becomes a bechor or ma'aser only through these specific situations. It can't be offered voluntarily. So therefore, if someone takes an animal and says that he's slaughtering for the sake of a bechor or the sake of ma'aser, people aren't going to think that he consecrated it for that purpose, since it's impossible to do so. It automatically becomes consecrated either on birth or by being the 10th. So therefore, they're not going to assume that it's already a bechor or already a ma'aser, because likewise over here, they would have known that the person had a bechor or he had ma'aser that he had to bring. And then temura is if a person had a korban and he wanted to replace it with another animal, you can't do that. And the one that you tried to replace it with as well, the temura, also has a certain sanctity to it. So therefore, when a person has a korban in his keeping, people are going to know that they're going to know about it. So therefore, if they don't know about a korban, he's not going to be suspected of designating a temura as a replacement. So in all of these cases, the shechita is kosher, the animal is allowed to be eaten. These animals that we mentioned, these korbanot, are not allowed to be offered voluntarily. We're not nervous that people are going to suspect that the slaughterer consecrated the animal before the shechita. So hachamim had no reason to forbid eating the meat. Now we'll finish with the general rule. Zeh hakelal, kol davar shenidar venidav, if somebody slaughtered an unconsecrated animal outside of Beit HaMikdash for the sake of any type of korban that could be brought or vowed or donated, that means it could be brought voluntarily, then it's prohibited to be eaten. If he slaughtered it for the sake of a korban that cannot be brought as a vow or a donation, or anything like that, which means it cannot be brought voluntarily, then it can be eaten.